This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Our first story today is an update on one we covered in February concerning Jerry Garcia's famous wolf guitar. It was announced in February that the guitar would soon be heading to auction to raise money for the Southern Poverty Law Center, which specializes in civil rights cases and public interest litigation. The guitar was put up for auction by philanthropist Daniel Pritzker, who anonymously purchased it in 2002 for $790,000, which at the time was a world record for a guitar sale. Last night, the guitar sold at auction way past its projected final bid. Instead of the predicted $1 million or so, the Wolf brought in $1.9 million. That price tag makes Wolf the third most expensive guitar ever sold, putting the Stratocaster played by Bob Dylan at the Newport Folk Festival back in 1964 squarely in fourth place, and coming up behind John Lennon's 1962 Gibson Acoustic Electric and the famous Fender Reach Out to Asia Stratocaster, signed by Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, David Gilmour, Tony Iommi, and other legends, which sold for a whopping $2.7 million. Bill Murray is getting ready for the release of his debut album. Working with cellist Jan Vogler, the two have created an album that explores and celebrates the intersection of music and literature. With Vogler, accompanied by violinist Mira Wang and pianist Vanessa Perez, the album features Murray singing Gershwin, Harry Mancini, and selections from West Side Story, as well as readings from the work of Ernest Hemingway, Mark Twain, and Walt Whitman, just to give you an idea. The album, titled New Worlds, is out this September via Decca Gold, but it'll make its live debut at the Dresden Music Festival in Germany this Sunday, followed by stateside performances on July 20th in Napa and Carnegie Hall in October. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.